You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Don't forget our friend Demoris Smith will join us, former executive director of the NFLPA. He'll be in studio with us at 9 a.m., so you definitely don't want to miss that. It's time now to head to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to John Keim, of course, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Good morning, John.
What up, fellas?
How are you?
JK.
What were your top two or three takeaways from the Commanders scrimmage with the Pats on Wednesday at Foxborough?
Let's see. Terry McLaurin would help.
Yeah.
But that's something we've seen throughout training camp. And listen, it's kind of obvious when you're missing your top receiver and then even, you know, another one in Noah Brown, like that would make a difference. And it does. And Zach Ertz can still play. Like Jaden Daniels is still, you know, makes very good decisions and is accurate. Like those things jumped out. Defensively, they have had a really good summer. I think they will be an improved unit. I felt like at times it wasn't their best. And whether it's like, you know, pass rush at times, maybe not quite as effective. Some of the coverage, I wouldn't call it breakdowns, but just, you know, not, you know, losing your guy a little bit. But I don't think that that's, I'm not like concerned about that after one joint session because you don't know what they're trying to do. You don't know what they're trying to accomplish, what they're calling or why, et cetera. But, most of it though, to me, a lot of it is just individuals, right? That's kind of what I focus on in those things too, a lot.
So defensively in particular, the secondary, that's, you know, they made a lot of changes in the off season.
Right.
And then Lattimore, even though they acquired him last year, this is a big year. So do you think the secondary is going to be considerably better?
Yeah, I definitely do. And part of it because, listen, Trey Amos is a good corner, is going to be a good corner. And, you know, I know like a couple years ago, Emmanuel Forbes was here, and I think people wanted him to be a good corner, but you saw way more inconsistencies. And sometimes you might overlook some of those to see like, okay, well there he's around the ball or this, you know, but with Amos, like there's a consistency to his game. He will be clearly he's going to give up a few catches because they all do, but there is a patience and maturity to the way he plays and his ability to play press. So I think like they have more ability to play different coverage, like with, you know, at times with like St. Juice and that group, like St. Juice was not I would not call him a confident corner. So you get into tight situations, and I think it results in penalties, big plays allowed, et cetera. I don't think, like, these guys are going to shrink from that moment at all. Like, that's not – it doesn't feel like it's in their DNA. The question will be – and I think Sam Russell inside will be very good. He's had a good summer. The other day, the Pats got him on a few crossers. But I'm not really worried about him because he showed what he could do. I think he's – a good corner. The key will be Lattimore and what level he plays at and if he's durable. And we were talking to him afterwards, and you know, he's talked about the burst being back, et cetera, but what he's trying to get back to is consistent technique, and that's really footwork. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's quite there yet with that. As he pointed out, he's missed a lot of time the last 3 years, and that impacts all of that. So can he get that back? But I do think that that group gives you a better ability. And I think the safeties are smart. I think that helps too. But I think that group gives you the ability to play different style of coverages and allows you to play like that. Joe Witt wants to be press man, and it allows you to do different things with your pressures off of that.
John, I listen to a lot of your stuff. I take a lot of what you say, your observations, very seriously. And you know, I lock it in and I regurgitate a lot of it, to be honest with you. I try to credit you always, John. But one guy that I haven't heard a lot about, and I feel like in a lot of ways, defensively, they're kind of like building all around him, is Kinlaw, who I kind of characterized as, let's be honest, a bit of a career underachiever, and we're giving him a bunch of money. Maybe it's not that much relative to the position right. for other stars, but still, for a career underachiever, kind of building the defense around him, and I haven't heard much about him. Is that just they're just laying low and just haven't had a real opportunity for him to shine, or like what's going on with him?
So a couple of things. One, I don't think they're building the defense around him. He's not that level, right? Like that, mm-hmm. I never have gotten that sense. I think what he does, you know. So there are a couple of things. Like the other day,
All I hear is he's big. That's all I ever hear.
He's definitely big, right? He's definitely big. So there are a couple of things. Like they are moving him around along the line. So you know, there are times in there when they play their big three defensive tackle set, he might be as an end. Other times he's just strictly a tackle. I've seen him line up over the center a couple times in the pass rush situations. So he's lined up all over the place. You see it at times. There are definitely times where, you know, in the past he's had a tendency to get too upright on some plays, especially when it ends. And I've seen that a little bit. That's something he's going to have to get out of. The salary thing, like he's 5.3 on the cap this year. And I think next year it's a little over 16. So this is a play at forward contract, right? Like they feel like he's just now ascending, and we'll see if they're right. And the reason why they say that goes back to he had dealt with a lot of injuries in San Francisco, and the last couple of years he's been healthier. And so I think they feel like that will help in the off season too. Whether or not, you know, we'll see if they're accurate, right? We'll find out. But I can't say that. You know, I would say the defensive line, when you're looking at D line, like Dorrance Armstrong is a guy that's jumped out in camp to me more because how they're using him and what he can do. And, you know, watching Von Miller, Louvu, guys like that. I think with Kinlaw is another piece to that puzzle. I wouldn't say anything about building it around him, though. I don't think he's to that level. But I think it's more just can you add that size inside. And what does that look like against the run? And then I think he has good quickness when he gets off the ball at times. And then sometimes you see it, it's like it's, you know, maybe you get caught in that stutter stepping a little bit too much, you know. So can you get him to be consistent? That will be a key for them up front. But, yeah, so.
John, do people need to pump the brakes on Bill Crosky-Merritt, the seventh-round running back, or is he a true threat to carve out a decent sized role when the regular season starts in, by the way, less than a month at this point?
Dude, I'm already wondering who's going to present him in Canton. What are you talking about? I think part of the thing is there's more intrigue with him and more mystery to him. And, you know, what I think you see traits, but yeah, like let's see how it plays out. We haven't seen him get tackled yet. We haven't seen him try to avoid a tackle yet. We've seen, you know, like even in those joint sessions, you're not taking guys to the ground. So tonight will be the first time we get to see that. But I think like you see good traits, but what does that mean? I don't know yet. I'd say, you know, to this point, you see some good things, but this is a big step tonight and to what he can do. Can he make guys miss? Can he break tackles? You know, how does it look? And I think he'll be better than Lake Seastrunk, guys like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the things that I like about him, when you watch him on film, and again, the problem is he only played one game at Arizona, so we're extrapolating a lot here. And I think this is where the intrigue and the mystery is with him, is you don't know at a high level what he's going to look like. But you saw the violent runs violent finishes, lowering his shoulder at the end, you know, quick, decisive cuts, good vision, all of that. But we don't know how it's going to translate to the NFL because we just haven't seen it. And when you're in practice, you know, you guys, like, you know, like, you can be fooled by a lot of things by backs because they're not taking you to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there are times in the past where a guy might make a cut, it's like, oh, that's a good cut, and then you get in the game and he doesn't make the same cut, or he's getting drilled, or maybe he's making the guy miss. And so that's what we don't know. But there are definitely signs where you say, okay, definitely intriguing for sure.
All right, so let's talk about the Terry thing just for a second in this sense. I hear all of you guys that are there, Daly, JP, and Nikki, and you, and all you guys, that, you know, Zach Ertz is still Zach Ertz. You know, as you touched on earlier, Jaden looks like he's still Jaden and probably better grasp of everything and only going to get better. But that, you know, and Debo, if he stays healthy, looks like he's still Debo, right, as long as he's healthy. But that the on the whole, without Terry, and then you add insult to injury and even not have like a Noah Brown, that it's somewhat of an anemic passing game, right? I mean, you still, I mean, those guys are good, the other guys, but they're not, there's no big game threat. No,
they're not
big,
Yeah, they're not Terry. And that, like, if you took the top receiver off a lot of teams, it's going to make a difference. And that, not just top one, but Noah Brown is one of their top three right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, you take those two guys out, and, you know, I would say Terry is going to be there this season, whether it's on an extension or playing out his mm-hmm. current deal. He played Noah Brown, we don't know, because he has an injury history, coming back from the knee, and it's, he's, you know, you haven't seen a lot of him this summer. But I think what, you know, what you also see are guys get elevated to different spots because of it, right? Like Luke McCaffrey working a lot more on the outside when he's probably better inside. Or, you know, I think a guy that, to me, that's intriguing to watch throughout the preseason, of course, is Jalen Lane. And he's got the speed, and can you use him in ways to accentuate that speed as he's learning mm-hmm. the NFL routes, right? And the, you know, running with the details of the NFL in the NFL. But he's one where it's like, okay, let's see, how do guys like Gallup and KJ Osborne, guys who could be at that back end of the receiver group, how do they look? But
I've
yeah, I mean,
nothing about Gallup, like, he doesn't seem to be jumping out to anybody.
Early on, I felt he was, and then it's just kind of been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I think when you get those two guys in there, Brown and McLaurin, that there's better depth than there was a year ago because,
right.
You know, especially, you know, so I, like,
especially adding Debo.
Correct. Exactly. And Debo's a better version of what they've had. Right. And the thing, and this is like with Debo, even there are definitely times where he gets the ball and the guy comes up. It's what I say, like, corner comes up and is like, oh, I'll just two-hand tap you, I would have had you. And he's probably thinking, the hell you would have. I would have brought it through that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So I think there's things that he's going to show. But, yeah, the rest of the group, I think there's still questions about him. But when the group is all together and, you know, if a guy like Chris Moore makes it, and I'm not sure, like, there's inconsistencies there, right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, when you're right now, he's playing in McLaurin's role. Well, that's not what he would do if he makes the roster. So, you know, but it's not, you're not seeing anybody else really jump out and say, like, hey, you know, announcing their presence, so to speak. But I think the one that I'd be that I'm more intrigued by is Jalen Lane, just because of speed and you know, the ability on punt returns, but that speed is something you want to tap into.
John, with most, if not all, of the starters sidelined tonight for the Pats preseason opener against the Commanders, tonight would have been a great spot for Jordan McGee to kind of showcase himself.
Right.
But he didn't make the trip. He was sparsely used as a rookie because of injuries, had a hard time getting on the field. Same thing is kind of happening now. What's the latest on him? I know the injury is undisclosed unless something's happened recent. Like, what's his prognosis as far as making the roster and getting back out on the field?
Yeah, he'll be on the roster. And I don't – minors, I don't believe – you know, even Dan Quinn said there's – nobody has anything serious. So I don't think this is anything that's going to keep him out a while. But I still think he's got a spot because you don't have anybody who really can do what he's doing. He just has to stay healthy. But when he does, like, they'll use him when they go to three linebacker sets. Now, it depends on the packs. Like, if you're facing heavy personnel and you want three linebacker sets, he'll be on the field. And, you know, I think, you know, he looked – when he's out there, he looks solid, right? He looks like he'd be able to develop and help. And then special teams. So I still think he'll be out there because, again, the, you know, he's the guy that if something happened to Bobby Wagner right now would go in. So – and I think he's the guy that would eventually – be the replacement down the road, right? Yeah. But he's got, you know, you want to see him stay healthy because I think they, like last year, they said they had him in several, you know, a couple packages. They were excited about him, and then he had a couple injuries. So that's the only question with him. But I don't believe it's anything serious.
Do you think any starters will play tonight? Maybe a few?
Maybe a couple. I, you know, the other day it was, like, obviously very unlikely to play, but you may have some, like, if you want to get – and I would not consider Josh Connell yet a starter because right now, you know, when the starters are, when all the line is there, aside from Cosme, Andrew Wiley's typically been going in at right tackle. So, but Connolly eventually will be a guy that would play, but you want to see him play more. So, you know, I don't, again, not yet a starter, but a guy who would play a key role at some point. And so maybe guys like that where you don't have as much experience. I don't know that they would play a Trey Amos. I think he's looked really good. And he covered Stephon Diggs a few times the other day, did a nice job. I don't know that you're going to really, they know what they have in him. They're very well aware.
Right.
So I think, you know, if any of those starters play, it would be, you know, just because you wanted more reps. And I don't know who else that would be. Because most of the starters are experienced guys.
Gotcha.
John, thanks for the time as always. Enjoy the weekend and have fun watching preseason game number one. It's just about 12 hours
away. We'll talk to you next week, JK.
Thanks,
John.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
It's John Kime, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. When we come back, we will take your calls at 800-636-1067. What are you looking for tonight as the Commanders take the field for the first time in the preseason against the Patriots? It sounds like most of the starters will not play, so you won't see Jaden Daniels. You're not going to see Brian Robinson. You're not going to see Laremy Tunsil. But you're probably going to see Bill Crosky-Barrett at running back. You're probably going to see, as John touched on, Josh Connerly on the offensive line. What are you specifically looking for the first preseason game? We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.